Confessions at 7, ConfessionsAT7 at wild941.com. You can write us. This says, Dear Freak Show, I am not giving my name or even my town. Please read this on the air because I need opinions. I don't feel bad about it, but I did want to put it into a confession because I listen to you guys read them every day. I basically want a divorce. I've wanted one for a while now, for at least 2 years. I'm in my 30s. I won't say how much, but I'm into them. And I got married before I was 20. So it's not too late for me to find the right one while I'm still young and vibrant. We've tried, and we've split up, and we've tried again. It didn't work. Third time's the charm. Been there, done that, and I'm through. We gave it all that we had, and I can't be with him anymore. But there's one thing that's keeping me from going through with this divorce right now. My husband's father has a lot of money. He is not as rich as the celebrities are, but he is way more well off than I will ever be. He has a big house on the water. He has a vacation home in Colorado. He has an impressive car collection of about 5 cars that are all classics, and even a rare piano that he loves to brag about. He doesn't even play it, but it's a big time piano. I think it belonged to some old school musician. He lives better than anyone I personally know. And when his dad goes, all of that goes to my husband. And his dad and I have a great relationship, so I know I'm going to be included because I'm his wife and I've helped him through a lot of things. I've never met his mom. She's been out of the picture for as long as I've known my husband, and he's the only child, so I'm assuming he's going to be the beneficiary. Now, I promise you that I didn't know any of this going in, but after years of a loveless, exhausting failure of a marriage, I believe I deserve and I've earned a part of this. Now, I don't know what your opinions will be because I've never heard you discuss something like this, but I want this divorce. I need to get out of this. But isn't it right that I leave with something for my time?
Mm. Wow.
That's tough situation.
That's pretty vile. Right.
That's
there.
Not.
It kind of is. You're waiting for the old man to die so you could divorce his son. That's pretty vile. And there's no. She didn't mention how old the father is.
Right.
But I mean, he could live to be 100 if he's, you know, in his 70s. That's up, sticking, up 30 more around. Years.
Yeah, you're sticking around. But like we talked about exit strategies a few times. You know, we put it up on wild941.com about Dr. Dre. And I think Rocka put a bunch of this, the biggest settlements where people walked away from a divorce settlement up there. Like, it's astonishing to see the numbers that people walk away from, you know, and saying that somebody deserve it. Like, I mean, if you're talking about death, I mean, if you're talking about divorcing me and you taking half my money and you didn't do nothing, that's one thing. If you're talking about you're my daddy loving you and me because we the only ones he got and he leaving it to us. And you gonna divorce me before that happens? Yeah, I can kind of see that.
Oh man, no, I can't get down with this, man. This
somebody
is awful.
Said a text firing in. Nope, gold digger. I mean, these are all different texts. Gold digger, 813. Nope, 863. She's a snake. 863. Meredith would tell you to stay for the money.
The problem
is 9-4-1, old gold digging ass. Like, I mean, people are going in.
In her email, she says something like, I'm in my early 30s or I just turned 30. It's not too late for me to find love or the second time around. But if you're waiting for the old man to croak, remember this, lady. People with a lot of money get excellent health care. So this man could have a long, long life ahead of him. And you're just going to stay unhappy?
I mean, yeah, but what's the cost? I mean, what's the cost, though? And I mean, and honestly, I don't think inheritances are part of the community property of marriage.
Mm.
I want to say that all of my SVU training, I believe that if you take in an inheritance, but I do think that's a prenup kind of caveat.
And so she also said that she's talked to him, and the dad said that he would, you know, take care of her too, or something like that.
Right. So now that might be part of it. Yeah, because community. Somebody just texted in and said, inheritance is not communal property. Okay, good. See, you know what I'm saying? SBU is better than college sometimes. Because I knew that it's part, it's but if the pops has a relationship with her, he can read, he can have his will read and have her name in it.
Yeah, especially since there's no mom, there's no other children.
And he has a relationship with her, like he's feeling her too. She waited out, her name get on it, bim, bam, she's in it now. So that is something. We got a bunch of texts coming in. Basically, she wants a divorce. She's put in her, you know, 12, 15 years in marriage, and she's close to the dad. Dad is old, paid, and going to leave everything to her husband. So she's like, why divorce when I got a good shot of being included in all of this stuff? The Colorado home, the waterfront home, the piano that belonged to Elvis, all this other stuff that they got. That in a car collection, and she's like, yo, I want to walk the acres. Why am I is that 15 years worth something? Do you walk away with a payday, or do you just leave for your? Some people are saying your peace of mind is what you should deserve. So other folks are saying, yo, she might die tomorrow, die happy without being in this old thing. Somebody else says she didn't give a name. This is why those Discover ID stories, somebody trying to going to end up getting murdered.
That's what I was thinking, man. That the poor old man, now he's got, like, he doesn't know, but he could potentially be a target.
I mean, yeah, there are other people saying just smash the daddy. You know? A lot of people. I mean, I only say that because it's like 9 people that's like, yo, either she's smashing the daddy and that's how they got close, or she gonna smash the daddy. Somebody else says, Orlando, that's just wrong, but you're right. Every single female is going to sit there and wait for their payday.
Man.
Whoa.
Orlando, wow. We have Albert on the line with us.
Hey, Albert, what's good?
Hey, how you doing, O?
Man, I'm good, Drew. Now, when you hear this story.
I don't think you deserve nothing the way she's talking.
Why? Why?
Hey, the way she's talking, she act like she want to get with the man, with the daddy.
What? Is she just looking at what they got?
That's how I feel. I think she want to get with the daddy because he got the money.
Right.
She don't love him. She keep talking about a divorce. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. You want to learn nothing. You want to find another happiness? Go find you a broke man and see what happens then.
Oh,
I hear
man.
You, man. I hear you, bro. I appreciate you.
That ain't that happy, Albert. We have Melina on line 2 from Tampa. What up, Melina?
Good morning.
Good morning. What you thinking?
What you thinking, Melina?
I don't think she deserves anything. I think that she should walk out of the marriage with the same stuff that she came in there with, or whatever she helped her husband accrue. Maybe she's the reason that the relationship hasn't worked.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But so after all these years, she says she's in her 30s. I think she says she got married like right before she turned 20. So you don't think after these 10, 11 years, she doesn't deserve anything?
Yeah, she deserves what she came in there with, not what the father has. That's not her father.
Yeah, but it kind of is, though.
Father-in-law, in the
do you
law.
Have you got me offline?
That doesn't mean anything. That's not her father. She doesn't deserve anything that he has. She's a gold digger. And I'm listening.
I don't know if it's a gold digger, though, because, I mean, if you put in your time, you deserve something. I like we said, Dr. Dre's wife put in her time. She don't deserve $400 million, but she deserves something. Like, you know, it has to be something, right?
But that was Dre's money that Dre worked for. I don't think her being married to the son had anything to do with the daddy's wealth.
Except the fact that the daddy has no family. Son gets married. Daughter-in-law becomes part of the family. Daddy, over the last 15 years, has gotten to know the daughter-in-law, so there's a chance her name will be on that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm not saying you stick around for the payday, but I'm saying I can't hate you for doing so, because if I have a relationship with this man, and somebody else just said it, if you got a good relationship with the daddy, you don't divorce the daddy. You can keep in touch with the daddy.
Exactly.
And maybe he can still throw you a bone.
That's
true. If you
true.
Still keep that relationship going, if it's a real relationship that's about, I'm your daughter, and I've been here for you, and even though this wedding isn't going to continue, or this marriage isn't going to continue, I should say, but I'm still here for you because we have a great relationship. Now, it could be the daddy's like, you just want my cars and my Etta James piano. Because people understand that when they're older, they get that.
Did they mention anything about children in the email?
Nope.
No.
No kids.
Okay. So yeah. that changes things a little bit.
Because kids change up stuff too. Because I tell you, I had a tight prenup, but fact that I had two kids, boy, that judge was like, man, let me tell you something. How much money you got? Oh, you ain't got none? Well, you better find some. And they went through. Yeah, because I ain't had no liquid, no nothing, but I had stocks from CBS that they had given me over the years. And they was like, we about to whittle through all that.
If you had an Etta James piano, you would have been selling it.
Bruh, I would have been selling everything because they was just passing me bills. Like, I'm like, I ain't got this money. They're like, that's okay. We'll take it. We got it. And they found it. I was like, okay. And it was because of children. So children change the game. Without children, it's really about this guy getting this money, and the only way she's going to be able to get it is if her name is on it. So that's the only thing. Orlando divorce facts. If she waiting on, oh man, this is in all caps, so I got to read this one.
Yeah.
It says if she is waiting for the old man to die. Wait, people are caught writing so much. I keep losing it.
I hope this old man.
Read the one in whole cap.
I hope this old man lives to be 100 years old. If she's waiting for the old man to die, she gets nothing. Anything rightfully inherited cannot be divided through divorce. Facts.
Right.
Any lawyer will tell her that.
But that's from KG. But the deal is the man got a relationship with her. So if the name goes on it, then that's a moot point.
Right.
Like you don't get it just by him because inheritance is not communal property. I know that. And if you have a prenup, then it's even clearer. But if he adds her in the will reading, she just another person. That's just like him leaving it to his gardener or his dog groomer.
And he said that he was going to help her out, but I'm assuming that he's not going to help her out if he's divorced, if they're divorced, right? Unless they really stay in touch.
He should. Mm-hmm. He should at least cut her a little bit of a check. Because if they've been through it, they must have been through some crazy stuff for her to want a divorce after all of this. And if she really held it down and she was good to him during the whole time that they were together, I'm not saying she should stick through and wait for daddy to die, but he should at least, you know, give her something to take care of her for a little bit for being his wife for so long. Like, you have seen Acrimony? Like she done stuck with him while he was on a come up. He turned into like a billionaire and she got salty when she saw someone else reap the benefits. That's probably what this woman is fearful of because she don't
like
want
I put
else.
In my time during all the time we was unhappy and I stayed with you and now you about to ball out.
Yeah,
you're not gonna ball out by yourself.
Right.
I'm from a family where people have stayed together unhappy for years. So wow. You know, it's like because they and then they made their way back to some happiness
for the money or just for lack of options.
Well, no, I think it wasn't for lack of options. I think people were just like, yo, we ain't gonna just break up stuff just to break up stuff. I mean, I had uncles, aunts, and grandparents and folks that was like, some got divorced, some circled back. So, you know, my family did divorce well. You know, like I had step-grandfathers. You know what I'm saying? When you see your grandparents divorce and you see both of them separately, you know, you're like, damn, man, everybody got divorced. So, you know, so my whole family did it great. They had it down pat. And I've seen people circle back. So if you put in that time and you willing to, like, stick around, I mean, I I'm not above staying in something unhappy for the family unit because I've seen it done. And, you know, that ain't foreign for people out there, so she could stick around for this.
Ah, but this is,
and
for
she
the
said she wants a divorce. She didn't say he wants a divorce.
Right,
exactly.
So she's writing us, telling us probably before she even told him.
Hopefully, he could see it coming because they've been on and on, off again so many times that it
blindside. There's a lot of people out here saying, "I hope he's listening."
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, he'd be like, "Did he say Etta James piano?"
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.